Kansas Republican lawmakers finally have prevailed in their attempt to ban transgender athletes from participating in girls' and women's sports. They failed to override the Democratic governor's veto last year and the year before, but this time they had exactly the two-thirds majority needed in the House and one more than the two-thirds majority in the Kansas Senate. The Senate vote of 28-12 came after the governor's veto message was read aloud to lawmakers.
Let's be clear about what this bill is all about. Politics. It won't increase any test scores. It won't help any kids read or write. It won't help any teachers prepare our kids for the real world. Here's what this bill would actually do. Harm the mental health of our students.
Democratic Governor Laura Kelly told reporters that the legislation, quote, breaks my heart and certainly is disappointing. Longtime Republican Senator Carolyn McGinn said she was only voting for the bill because her constituents overwhelmingly told her they supported it. She said while she approved of the ban on transgender athletes in high school sports, it was going too far to apply the ban to young children.
We do not need little kids in this bill. Those kids, just because of one parent, thinks little Susie, she's able to run faster than my kid. And now, how are we going to figure it out?
McGinn said young children could be traumatized by having to prove their gender to participate in sports.
Because really they should just be running like little beehives on the soccer field and having fun. But now we're going to do this physical inspection, and then I believe that that child will always be questioning themselves. Why did this happen, Mom, Dad?
With that, McGinn voted to override the governor's veto, despite her reservations. Dinah Sykes, the Democratic minority leader in the Kansas Senate, voted against the veto override, invoking the name of Jesus.
This is Holy Week, and it's a week, if you are a Christian, Jesus was crucified. And what we are doing is crucifying a target of our population, and I vote no.
In the Kansas House, two LGBTQ Democratic lawmakers from the Kansas City area were especially upset because they believed Republicans were gloating over the vote. Heather Myers stood up, opened her jacket, and displayed a Protect Trans Youth t-shirt before making a rude gesture as she left the chamber. Susan Ruiz yelled at Republican lawmakers, briefly cursing at them before being told she was out of order. She had earlier warned of the deadly consequences of passing anti-trans legislation.
At the end of session of last session, 2 months later, two kids killed themselves. And I heard from friends that who knew the kids, that these kids followed us. And when they see that their own legislature, when they look up to us, when they see us and they look at us as role models, they feel like if we can't count on them, I have no reason to live. And these kids killed themselves.
Meantime, in New Mexico, Democratic Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham signed a bill that protects providers of gender-affirming health care against potential civil or criminal prosecution. I'm Eileen Alfandary for KPFA.